So I'm at Kroger the other day, and I'm picking up some of our favorite meat from the meat counter, this cilantro lime chicken breast that they do. It's awesome. I love throwing it on the grill. So I'm there to pick it up. There's a person in front of me at the meat counter, and then I show up and start waiting my turn, and then someone else shows up behind me and starts waiting their turn. So we're all in this little line, right? And the guy in front of me finishes, and then it's my turn. So I go up to the counter, and he says, "What can I get for you today?" And I said, "Well, I really like the cilantro lime chicken breast. Give me like 3 pounds of that." And so they say, "Sure." So the guy, really nice guy, I've seen him before, he starts taking the tray out of the refrigerator case, starts putting out the brown paper, puts new gloves on, and starts taking out chicken to start weighing it. Well, all of a sudden, this lady comes barging up to the counter, and she's kind of, I want to call her a hot mess. Like, she's kind of this chaotic, you know these people? They're just kind of like, blah, like just chaotic whirlwinds of people, right? I'm sure she's a real sweet lady, but in this moment, she was a little bit all over the place. So she's got her newspaper clippings and coupons and all this. She's barging up to the counter, and she starts talking to one of the other kids that's there behind the counter, like cleaning up. "Hey, hey, hey, I'm looking for, I have this shrimp in the newspaper. I'm looking for this shrimp. Do you guys know, I can't find this shrimp anywhere. Where is this shrimp?" The kid kind of taken aback, and he goes, he looks over at the guy helping me. He says, "Hey, she's looking for this shrimp." I'm thinking, yeah, we all heard. "She's looking for this shrimp. Where is it?" Yeah, I could tell this kid was kind of new, like he was just getting the feel for things. So the guy helping me stops what he's doing. He takes off his gloves. He says, "Yeah, let me show you. It's right over here." He walks out from behind the meat counter and starts walking her through these frozen food aisles. And I kind of make eye contact with the guy that is behind me, and I'm like, really? Did that just happen? And I'm not just bashing Kroger, but what this did is make me think of a concept called the tyranny of the urgent. And I read about this recently in a book, The Four Disciplines of Execution. It's not a new concept. It's not something that is I made up. It's just something in this moment, it became very real to me, because this guy became completely taken captive by this urgent woman, right? And so in my opinion, and I'm a little biased, but I was the most important person in this scenario. I was the customer being helped. In what way was she, should she have taken priority? Because she came up and she had this urgent, chaotic, you know, aura around her. And so that's going to create this urgency for you to go and help her. And for me, I started thinking about my work and my life and different scenarios where I do that, though. I was really quick to judge this guy and get mad at him, but I do this. And you probably do this. You are working on something important. You've got a deadline, you've got this big project, you've got this big goal, you're working on something important, and you have these little urgent flare-ups that come up and take all the attention away. And they're somehow so small and yet so like urgent, and they're just full of this hot mess, like chaos, and you just feel this urgency to address these little things that pop up, which ultimately take away from the most important thing. And so I just had this phrase rattling around in my head, the most urgent thing is not necessarily the most important thing. That why did this guy at Kroger feel the need to jump all over in helping this woman with her shrimp instead of saying, "Hey, yeah, I can help you. Just hold on just a second. Let me finish up what I'm working on." I mean, he was already elbow deep in chicken working on my stuff. Why would it have been so hard? And so think about your work and your life and how it's a battle, man. It's tough. Say, "Hey, I'm going to reject the tendency to be taken captive by the urgent and embrace the fact that I'm working on something important right now that's infinitely more, takes so much more priority than these little urgent chaos flare-up things," and become good at managing that and fighting that. And I'm preaching to me. I'm talking to myself, because I need to be better at waging war against the tyranny of the urgent.